أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من أمزه ونفسي ونفسي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إخوة الإيمان السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Ada oke sokok ya Allah. Ada oke sokok ya Allah. Ada oke sokok ya Allah. Atau jati di kuahan dan wa inta uju ni'mat Allah la tusuhu. Tabani kama kauri Allah. Allah favors upon us and our country. Alimaha man alimaha wa jahilaha man jahilaha. Awa ori olonye awa kama awa kawakini. Subo olori ori tono mshuko wa mwole pa jene kini. Seri tono mba shubo gori liya yeji. Nigeria, Africa, Australia, Europe, anywhere you want, Asia, all of our colonies, all of our non-Muslim, all of our from materialistic point of view, our colonies are arrived, they have achieved. But before Allah, to achieve anything, oh yeah, do you? For checking you. What if anything? And all that call for a ball, the car for a ball, the street law. So this is not law for you. How are you done? I laugh that father, there are some people who do not even understand your body. Huh? No problem. Let me be back with you. No problem. I'll leave you in the question. Let us be patient, please. As I was saying, if you want to count Allah's vapors upon us, they are countless. They are countless. But the best of all these vapors Allah has done for us is that He has made us to be Muslims. See what Allah says in Al-Quran. Al-Yawm, akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. See what Allah says there. Ni'ma. Atmam, I perfected my favor. That favor is nothing but al-Islam. Please, let us be attentive. Allah in Al-Quran, He said this. Allah revealed that verse in the last Hajj performed by Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to Umar ibn Khattab, he said that Hajj was on Friday. That verse was refused after Salatul Asr. Are we together? That is why when a non-Muslim was asking Umar that you Umar, there is a particular verse in Al-Quran. If Allah refused such a verse for we non-Muslims, sincerely, that will be a straightforward evidence, proof for us to support our religion. But we don't even have something of that nature. He now says, that verse is where Allah says to Surah Al-Ma'idah, today, I've completed your religion for you, and I've perfected my favor for you, and I'm pleased. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. I'm pleased for you, Islam as a religion. Umar now told him that, I know the verse. I know the time it was refused. I know the place and the day. It was refused on Friday after Asri, the day of Arafah, the last Hajj performed by Holy Prophet Muhammad. That's why I said, the best of all the favors is that we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Part of being Muslims is to be submissive to Allah. To be submissive to Allah. When we are talking of Islam, Islam is nothing than al-Islamu lillah. We need to be obedience, to be submissive to Allah, absolutely. Part of our submission is that if Allah has legislated anything, we need, as Muslims, to be advocates of those rules or laws legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be some people antagonizing those laws. There will be some people, they will oppose those rules and regulations laid down by Allah. That as Muslims, part of your being a conscious, a dedicated Muslim is to admit whatever legislation Allah has made. That is why the topic we want to discuss today is how to do with fiqh. That's not ordinary fiqh. It's fiqhul hudud. Fiqh what? Fiqh what? Al-hudud. I will explain what I mean by fiqhul hudud. And under fiqhul hudud, you want to focus on haddul zina. Haddul zina. Now let me explain. Fiqhul hudud simply means understanding Islamic penal code. Islamic what?
Penal
code. When we are talking of Islamic penal code, these are certain crimes, offenses, things in which Allah has legislated against committers of those crimes. Please let us be attentive. In Islam, we have al-hudud. That al-hudud, the word al-hudud is plural of haddu. Haddu simply means boundary, demarcation, limit set by Allah. If Allah sets a particular limit, Allah sets a particular boundary, as Muslims, we should not transgress. You should not go beyond those limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we together? That is why, when talking about al-hudud, Allah in Al-Quran, He has told us, tilka hududullah, tilka
hududullah,
fala taqrabuha. Those are the limits set by Allah. Do not move closer to them. It's not to the back of. Are we together?
No.
Verse 187. If Allah sets some limits as Muslims, please do not even move closer. Not even move closer at all to those limits. But it says, you know, كَرَاعِ يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى يُشِكُ أَنْ يَرْتَعَ فِي. By the time you are trying to move closer to Allah's limits, you challenge the transgress, you will go beyond them. Do not even move closer to them at all. That will show you are conscious Muslims. These al-hudud issues or things or claims we want to discuss, we focus on zina alone, that I will need to leave some of those things. But before listing them, let me do it like this. Allah, if he legislates in favor of anything, or he legislates against anything, know for sure there are reasons for this. Allah will never legislate in favor of anything except there are benefits there. Allah will never legislate against any practice except there are evils, there are harms, there are dangers therein. See, Allah legislates against consumption of pork. Yes or no?
Yes.
You know, when Allah legislated against it, the world has not been advanced like this. Nowadays, if you want to even talk about prohibition of eating pork, let me tell you, you may not even need to be quoting all the verses in Quran. Just quote one verse and start from medical evils of eating pork and psychological clinical of eating pork. You will see that people say, nowadays, you can't even see any medical doctor that will tell you should be eating pork because there are medical hazards. Now, the issue of drinking alcohol, you know, even medical doctors nowadays, if they want to even treat the person, they will even ask you whether you are drinking or not. Because that may even affect your health. See the issue of smoking. You see the Federal Ministry of Health in Nigeria, in their past slogan, they will tell you that the Federal Ministry of Health wants that tobacco smoking, that is, tobacco smoking is dangerous to your health. That was their past slogan. Later, they changed it that smokers are liable to die
young.
That's what they are using now. I can't even collect that. All smokers are liable to die young. I don't know. It's like they have taken up to 3 times now. Which one is even good? Listen, you know, Federal Bureau of Health was that tobacco smoking is dangerous to your something is dangerous to our health, and they license it. And they are collecting tax on it. And it's dangerous to our health. These are the implications. Our government in Nigeria, our health is meaningless to them. They even want to reduce our population. If like all of you, if like the next 2-3 years, if 40% of you can die, population will even reduce. That's why they are even telling all of you now that you need to do family planning. You get it now, they want to reduce your what? Population. They don't even know population is even a strength for any nation. It contributes to economic development. They don't know what 200 people can produce. 2 million people will produce more, yes or no?
Yes.
The same way, the food that will be consumed by 2 million will be more than what 200 world will consume. They thought population is even evil to economic development because of their failure. All these, their economics, they studied in university, they trash. Now, in Sharia, Allah loves us. He doesn't want us to die. He wants our health to be improving, not to be deteriorating. Now, smokers are liable to die young. They want us to die young. That's why now, you know, in Nigeria, people die every day. Whether you are dying or not, government is even less concerned. You get it? Since 2014, when the issue of Ebola came up, now last week, is it only Ebola that is problematic? There are a lot of Ebola that they need to tackle. Are they ready to tackle those Ebola? So that is why if Allah, you can see Allah is different from Nigeria government. If Allah should legislate against anything, know for sure there are evils there. That's why we have Al-Hudud, Islamic Penal Code. That means some punishments legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to curb atrocities, to curb evils, to reduce crime to the barest minimum. There will be crimes where this Hudud is being put into practice. Sincerely, crimes will be something of fact. That's why scholars have said all these Al-Hudud, they are like 7. I'll be taking them one after the other. But we focus on one tonight, inshallah. Number one, az-zina, illicit sexual act. But the real one is illegal sexual intercourse, where there is intercourse between a man and a woman that are not lawful, that are not legally married to each other. If that should happen, sincerely, there is a penalty. There is a punishment for it in Islam. That is the fourth ad-du, meant to do the Islam. Number two, al-liwat. Number two is what?
Al-liwat.
Marriage of same sex. You can call it homosexual, you call it sodomy, you call it whatever. But the meaning of liwat is that it's generated by a man and a man, a woman and a woman. You know the issue of gay now. You know the way the lesbianism, that's why I said there are so many names, whatever the terminology, the terms you can give to it. But essentially, is that it's a situation whereby a man and a man, a woman, people of same sex marriage, or whether you want to have sex with people of your gender, it is a crime before Allah. The punishment for that one is that if you see people doing what people are prophet, that's why they even took the name from prophet Lutu and Iwas. Because the people that started it, they were people of prophet Lutu, alayhi salam. And what Allah did for them, Allah has never destroyed any nation with that before them. If you see people doing that, Fakutu Lulifa Ila, Walima Fayula, you kill both of them. You execute them. Because they will corrupt Allah's land. How will a man be sexually moved to a man like him? How will a woman be sexually aroused to a woman like her? See the way Allah created us. Wallahi, Allah knows how to do things. It's because there are some small, small boys here. That's why I don't want to just say some issues. But see the male organ and female organ. See the way Allah has created you. The size of this is the size of this. It will enter correctly and it will be attractive. You know, it will be, you know, sincerely, you will really enjoy that. No, something is happening. But how will a man, how will one law can enter one law can? How will all enter all? Then the way Allah has done it, one law can will enter all conveniently.
Allah Akbar! Jazirullah!
Now, the evil dwarf, the enemies of Allah and us, that's what they are promoting now. You know what happened in Nigeria then? When they brought the issue to our Senate and they rejected it. You know, Nigeria was even named among the countries, among the terrorist countries in the world. Have you forgotten that? And later they removed the name of Nigeria. They wanted Nigeria to approve it, but Allah accepted our prayer. The Senate, they rejected it. But this is rubbish. That's why Allah legislated against Aliwa. Same-sex marriage is haram, still eternity. Whoever that does it in Islam, Fakutu Lulifa Ila,
Walima Farula.
You tell me you kill them. Are we together?
Nah.
Number three, Al-Qadhfu. That Al-Qadhfu, that is false allegation or accusation of someone who has not committed sin. Someone has not committed sin. You now falsely accuse him or her of committing sin. That is also a crime in Islam. It deserves punishment. Al-Uqubat, Al-Muqaddar, it deserves punishment. And that, because we are not discussing that, that's why I'm giving the ruling on those small, small ones. I'm coming to sin extensively very soon. For false accusation, if you accuse someone falsely of committing zina and you could not produce four witnesses, you will be flogged 18 lashes. Samanina Jalza. That's why in Islam, we need to be careful. My dear brother, in Islam, if someone is not caught, or only two of you caught a person, you better keep silent so as not to be flogged. Or three of you until you are four. If you cannot produce four witnesses, then they will flog you 80 lashes that you have accused him fallaciously. You need to be careful. That's number three. Are we together?
No.
Number one is Azina. Number two, Aliwa. Number three,
Al-Khamr.
Number four, Shurbul Khamri.
Shurbul Khamr.
That is consumption of alcohol, drinking of alcohol. It is a crime in Islam. It is a sin. It is an offense in Islam. A Muslim should not drink alcohol. Be it beer, be it wine, be it all these three star, I know you know them. It's okay, because of the time. We have a lot of things to discuss. By the time you drink alcohol in Islam, you know that one is very straightforward.
Yeah.
By the time they even they will know. They will flog you 40 lashes or 80 lashes. You know this final coach, people, they will never love it. It's only we Muslims that we love it and we are promoting all those things. Why? Because we want to remain obedient to our Creator. Go to the town, you see people where they drink alcohol. Everywhere now, alcoholic shop. You see some gold, some alaja that they have even changed their tips to gold. You see them selling alcohol everywhere. People are making money through selling of alcohol. And a lot of people are drinking alcohol nowadays. In Islam, consumption of alcohol is a crime. It's a thing. Once you do that, they will flog you. They will give you 40 lashes of cane. Prophet Allah in his own time, he was using 40 lashes. But during the era of Umar ibn Khattab, when people, they remain adamant, they showed nonchalant attitude. The level at which people were drinking alcohol was alarmingly increasing. Umar now added to the punishment. And Prophet Allah has even permitted that. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashidin al-ma'adidina min ba'd abdu alayya bin wa'adju. Prophet Allah has permitted that, that whatever those four khulafa did is also part of sunnah. That's why scholars of fiqh, what they have concluded upon is that that one will be left to the discretion of the chief judge. He can use his own discretion. That people are no more drinking alcohol, let us retain 40 strokes. But nowadays, especially probably from January to November, they pay 40 lashes. In December, 80 lashes. Why? People want to celebrate. So whoever that drinks alcohol and is brought to the Sharia court in December, 80 lashes. You leave that to the chief judge. Both are allowed in Islam. 40 or 80 lashes. Are we together?
Yeah.
So that's another one. Number five, as-sarqa. Are we together now? That is stealing. Stealing. Theft. Is it from armed robbery? I'm coming to armed robbery is number six. You know stealing as-sarqa with Fatih Fatiha. Those one only call it Asirqa. The Sarqa is more correct than Asirqa. Asirqa, stealing or theft. Only jab. You know in Islam, stealing is a crime. Even conventionally, in any culture, stealing is a crime. But in Islam, can you see Islam is very moderate. Before you can be punished for stealing in Islam, certain conditions are attached to it. One of the conditions is that the item stolen must have reached something like rubu dinar. And that measurement nowadays is around 20,000 naira. If someone steals a bag of rice now, they will not cut his hand. The ruling is that the hand must be cut. If someone steals 250 naira sliced bread, they will not cut his hand. They being panicked, he's feeling hungry. In the end, you see such person, you may even be ready to eat your man, you have a genuine girl. You have about 2 pounds to eat. That doesn't mean you are legalizing stealing, no. But sincerely in Sharia, Sharia is very merciful. Someone who steals bread, you will not even, we may do ta'zir, if time permits, and you come to ta'zir. Ta'zir is, there are some crimes that there is no specific punishment for. The chief judge can use his discretion to prescribe some punishment. Very difficult. Go and fetch 10 buckets of water. You know, that is ta'zir. Or go and make 10 ridges. We use it to plant cassava. So the next 6 months, Maybe you will know why you never told you. So that is Tazir. Where there is no severe punishment, the chief judge can just use his way. Let us do the discretion. Let us do this. The something that will be stolen must not have been kept properly before the hand of the court. If the owner is very negligent, he just puts his property negligently at a particular place and the property is stolen, the one who stole it will not cut his hand. You get what I'm trying to pass across?
No.
Hey, you are following only any of your own phone or that. That's your that profile. In Sharia, we tell you, keep, you know, tie your watch, your camel, before you rely on Allah. In Islam, you are not expected to be negligent. You get it now? Where you drop, let us assume you put your property here, and shaitan whisper into the heart of that Muslim, he steals it. They may give him ta'zir, not cut only yard. They will not cut his hand because they have not kept their property properly. Are we together? So that is number five. Stealing offense is a crime in Islam in which there is penal code for, and that's nothing but cutting of hand to the wrist, not to the elbow or shoulder. By the time you apprehend a thief, male or female, you cut their hands to the wrist. That's what majority of Mufassirun they say. Not to elbow or to shoulder, but what? Wrist. If someone steals for the first time, you cut his right hand. He steals for the second time, you cut the left. Let me tell you, no stealing again. You can't steal with your stomach. You can't steal with your nose. You can't steal your leg.
Leg, yeah.
So tell me, Lord, leg is not as perfect as your hand. Try it. See this? See, like, the phones here now. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 11 phones in front of me recording now. So tell me, yours with my hand perfectly. I can kill all the 10 things. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
And I will keep them. But my legs cannot do that successfully. That's why we use hand to steal, not leg. By the time your hand has been cut off, sincerely you talk to yourself and wear it to me. Not only that, other people who may wish to be killing, they will not steal again.
Yeah.
You can be great. I asked one of my sisters that a Nigerian, probably 1999 Hajj in Saudi Arabia, my sister told me reliably that Nigeria from one state to southwest here. So, and he denied that they caught him through the camera in Saudi Arabia. And the court and by the time you reach Nigeria, he now told lies that he had accident at Saudi Arabia. You know, if it was to be accident, the something will not be smooth. You know, by the time they pass, you will see everything. They will straighten it and they will treat it for you. Olawo kunku. They tell you that wallahi stealing will reduce drastically. That is what Nigeria government cannot do. If they can do it, all these issues. No. As I go away, I as go away, come on, boy, come on, you see what's happening. All that, they will talk to them and be one of the law, come on. But yeah, people steal and they go free. Nothing will be done. So stealing is another crime. It's part of Al-Hudud in Islam. Number six, Al-Hiraba.
Al-Hiraba.
Hiraba is armed robbery. It's armed robbery. It's different from stealing. Hiraba, robbery. Al-Hiraba. Armed robbery. Robber. You know in Islam, burglars, whatever you give them, you know Hiraba, is another crime. It's a situation whereby you robbed a person of his property and you are even ready to injure or even kill the person. If the person doesn't submit, the person is not ready to cooperate or to be submissive to you, may even take his life. You know how these armed robbers on our highways, sincerely, you don't even need all these admonitions. Just use Islamic rulings for like 20 of them. Show it on TV, let it be broadcast on radio, you see what will happen the next month. Some of them, they will be killed. إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم من خلاف وأرجلهم. Do you know? Sheikh is trying to tell me in his Islamic Matter volume 10, he has given explanations to this. The rulings on armed robbery is different. Number one, it depends on the level of armed robbery. If armed robbers, they kill the owners of the property and you cutthroat, they will be killed. You get it now? How you solve? If they killed the owner of the property gruesomely, in a wicked manner, they should be killed. That's not ordinary killing. They will be crucified. They will cut their hands and their leg. Give me one English. Alternately. If they cut, not simultaneously. If they cut, let me explain. If they cut right hand, left leg. If they cut left hand, right leg. How you found in alarm, or they will even be sent on exile. Pe iru awon eleyi oye ko ma gba arin yen eranko lawon eleyi kan lo gbe nu bo pelu nati. Sincerely, if this can be put into practice, all these armed robbers, they know where to fight. But here in Nigeria now, you see them. You see them everywhere. That's why now, even it is even dangerous in Nigeria to travel in the night. And in some countries, you love traveling in the night. Weather will be very cold. There won't be road dog. In fact, you enjoy traveling in the night. Everywhere there will be light. You get it now. Everywhere will be illuminated. No darkness. No any robbery attack. But in Nigeria, I know what I encountered when I was serving in Yobe State. Hardly, almost all the journeys I embarked upon from Ibadan to Yobe when I was serving, I can't remember the one that was 100% free of one evil or the other. Sincerely. In this part of the world. No, may Allah just assist us. Those who travel in the night, if they should start narrating their ordeals for you, you cry for them. So Nigeria is not safe. Even our leader, that's why you see them now with all this sanana, you see a lot of police after them. Because that's who they know. The country is not safe. So may Allah assist us. Number 7, Arida. Arida is apostasy. By the time someone denounces Islam, that is no more a Muslim. Most especially, the person is seen now causing problems, disputes among Muslims, will be killed. That's just the ruling. Now coming to zina because of the time. PQ zina, Hadu zina. I've mentioned several things now that fall under what Al-Hudu, Islamic Penal Code. And I've summarized their rulings. Adi, now coming to zina, illegal sexual intercourse. You know, we as Muslims, we need to be careful. The issue of zina we are discussing tonight, people do not see it as evil. They do not see it as crime. it only becomes crime when you want to forcefully do that, and they will now call it raping. If both of you agree on it mutually, you give consent, okay, no problem. I love you, Timothy. I love you, Tony Toro. It's not a problem. It's only when you force the girl. You know what happened the other time? When one of your musicians in Nigeria, Odeshere, when he was accused of raping a girl, I listened to a radio program. You know then, so many people defended Odeshere, Odeshere will never rape, blah, 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 blah. They brought Odeshere to one radio station in Ibadan. I listened to the program. I was laughing. Wallahi, you are in Nigeria. And Odeshere was still bold to be defending his if on radio. I said, if it were to be in Sharia compliance state, Odeshere, he calls himself Abbas, a Muslim, he will be stoned to death because he was married. He said, he truly did not rape the girls. Even white people will know he did not rape the girl. He gave analysis that she said, I raped her. Is it possible to rape someone in a hotel? I pay for the hotel. She's my girlfriend. I have nice time with her. And blah, blah, blah. The money she requested from me is too much. How will I pay her such good amount of money? I work before I get my money now. Please leave those people who want to give me bad name. You know, they know I'm a Chasuere boy. Obeshere for it. O ton kire no radio. Local. Now you know the issue. It's because the girl shouted out that they wanted to rape. Probably this is not first time now. Ask her. Is this the first time of having nice time with her? I pay for the hotel. I pay for everything. If I want to rape, will I rape in the hotel? Go and ask the hotel manager. If I did not pay, the time I came in, the time I left, ask them, and he proved it. He proved. Alas, all of which you look broom there, girlfriend, you know, the long way by your Camelo and your chick, or you do the money, or if we're not that long, or you get them, I'm a set way. I love the color of you. Sincerely, yours, in this part of the world, even some of our parents, because of their understanding, if you tell them now, I want to get married, they'll see what have you achieved. 100 levels, 200 levels, 300 levels. What have you accomplished? But if you don't tell them and you are fornicating, there is nothing back. That is why the only prophet Muhammad in hadith of Anas ibn Malik, he has told us that towards the tail end of this world, one of the signs of last hour is that there will be widespread of illegal sexual intercourse. Prophet Salam said in Hadith of Anas that Inna mina sharati sa'a an yuqilla li'ilm. That part of the signs of last hour is that, you know, knowledge will not be there again. Knowledge will be highly infinitesimal, in very scanty. Wayab arul jahal. You will see ignorance everywhere. Wayab arul zina. Illegal sexual intercourse will be widespread. Not only that, watek surul nisa. And there will be a lot of women. To the extent that hatta yakuna lil khamsina mura'atan al qayyim li wahid. To the extent that it will be ratio 1 to 50. Yes, it's coming to that. That only a man, a one responsible man, will be for 50 women. No, without wasting our time, Okay. In another hadith of Abu Huraira, Prophet Salam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا تَفْنَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ حَتَّى يَكُومَ الرَّجُلِ لَالْمَرْعَى. Listen very well. Prophet Salam said, this world will not come to an end until you see a man, hatta yakuma rajul ila al-mar'a fa yafterisha fi tari fa yakunu khiyaruhum yawmaydin man yaqul law wa raitaha wa ra'a hadha al-hal. inna lillahi wa
inna ilayhi raji'un.
Prophet Salam said, the issue will be so worse, to the extent that you will see a man will be cohabiting with a woman on the way. Not at the back of the fence, on the way, where people pass through. And the most modest person by that time will be a man that will tell that woman that, can't we go to the back of this fence? That will be the most modest. Not let us go to hotel or room. You know, because behind the high fence, people in the other side, they can still see you, but at least you're starting to cover our gear. The level of communication will come to that. May Allah save us. My dear brother, we need to be careful. Islam sees zina as one of the crimes that can destroy Allah's land. And Allah has cautioned us that La tufsidul ardo ba'da islam. Do not corrupt Allah's land after Allah has not purified you from evils. Now, as Muslims, you will see that Allah himself, from what he has legislated, Allah has kicked against zina in so many ways. Let me give you some. Number one, let's start from Salah. In Salah, Allah has legislated women should not be imams where there are men. The man, let me tell you the reality. As I'm doing lecture now, I use my natural voice. None of you is aroused sexually. If a woman should come and deliver lecture, Assalamu alaikum, brother. But I'm trying to find that. You see, naturally, Allah endows women with sonorous voice. If a woman should be imam, wallahi, I swear with Allah, Allah is my witness. Some men, they will release Maviju. That is literal discharge. Some of them, later, it will go to the extent of releasing spam. I have a friend. If it sits with opposite sex on Okada, before it comes down, he is a problem. He told me himself, say, wallahi, someone be in the para told me, like, wallahi, digo. So about the bone energy, only problem. You know why he explained that? Some sisters, they were alleging him that he's feeling pompous, that he doesn't want to relate with them. So about the matter, I'm doing your soul and platinum, they will obey the union, not the relation with them. No! So, what is that? Hey, what's all that? No, other idea, I'm not kidding anything. If you think you want, oh, okay, Nelata. If you think you want, okay, Joba, yeah, yeah. You can't have, oh, give them their film. Just because of what human beings say, you now offend that. Nevertheless, I'm not talking. Sincerely, yo, the brother told me that he knows his nation. That he's such a type that he's easily moved when he sees anything that has to do with him. Now, if that should pray behind Imamatu, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. If Imam should read long chapter of verse, only Allah knows what will happen. Allah stop that. Number two. While observing our salah, our roles should be different. خَيْرُ الصُّفُوفِ الرِّجَالِ أَوَّلُهَا وَشَرُّهَا آخِرُهَا وَخَيْرُ الصُّفُوفِ النِّسَاءِ آخِرُهَا وَشَرُّهَا أَوَّلُهَا. See the way we arrange ourselves in mosque. You see the male in the front, female at the back. If that, another evil is what? It's blocked. Please, are we together? Number three, Al-Khalwa. being in seclusion with opposite sex. Islam has legislated against it. لا يخلو عن رجل بمرأة إلا كان الشيطان ثالثهما إلا كان الشيطان ثالثهما. A man and a woman will not be in seclusion, will not be in privacy, except that Shaitan will be the third party. Who will be the third party? Shaitan. Alayhi la'anatullah. That is why, let me tell you, please, don't think you are more pious than Holy Prophet Muhammad. You know, some of us at times, like one of my female students, the father told me something. I now need to call some of those brothers into order. While doing da'wah, please don't put yourself into perpetual problems. Da'wah has not told you that you should be free with girls. Da'wah has not told you that. Which kind of da'wah is that? You see these brothers, six brothers, in the night, they are battle also. They will not be disturbing all those small, small sisters. I want to go, sister K. Hey, I said, I do the loan yourself. I went there. My phone, you're looking low. I blow, you'll be made of the G low. Let us be realistic. They can't continue to also have a bone, sister. Father, you're from the wallet. That is not that one. Let me tell you. Why can't you attach some of those sisters, say Sister Kadira, MIG Sister Kaula, Sister Sarah, MIG Sister Khadija, that one here. Of her, one photo I do. Attach one man, one want to repeat that. Do not know. Come and get out of here. You will allow a double or an insult. Oh, I could be never. I'll have your mama move. Oh, could I no problem? Now you have one logical in the Morati. How do I know here? What do I hear? What do I hear? I don't. Wama in swarman song kaburu pusini lemi. Shaitan will be whispering to your heart. Be careful. Do not be in seclusion with opposite sex. Any dawah you want to do, do it publicly when it comes to women. Of a kowanke, mankowanke wayori, of a bawa sorrow. We do that. I train sisters most. You get it now. These are some of the dawabi too. That's the way we were brought up. That's the training we were given. If you have a problem, you can't get it. I'm going to call it a little bit. It's a law. You can't get it. You can't get it. And you are you. I'm supposed to get it. Inshallah. Al-Ikhtilat, intermingling of sexes. Can you see? Islam is legislating against dinner by also prohibiting al-Ikhtilat. That's why in Islam, you see, that's what Allah has given us in Islam. See churches. Sincerely yours. Fornication will be endless in churches. They will continue fornicating till eternity in churches. How will you put fire and petrol together and they will not explode? It's never possible. See, ikhtilat, Allah has prohibited, even in our gatherings, we don't do intermingling. Be careful. Where you are mixing together, you see, that will be around, you will be sexually aroused. You can't control it. It is natural, except you are impotent. Uh-huh. You are almost February. There may not be a problem. That's another way. Through which Islam has told us, we need to be careful. Are we together? Are we together? Another one is the issue of Al-Gina. While more see music. Music and musical instruments. Islam has prohibited them. The scholars have told us, Imam Muhammad Khimola and also other scholars, they said, see that al-juna, that music, once you are addicted to music, sincerely, music arouses your sexual urge. See musicians, you know, by the time they by the time you are shaking your body, you see, sincerely, it will be your sexual urge, you know, will be aroused. You won't know when you feel like saying opposite sex. Lord, we are alone in Tokoba one year. They can't do without having faith. Even if they travel from Nigeria to any country, they will fall again. Because that's nature. Pastor Lawaju, turn lane, turn miri, turn sepe with the Omolo, only in tone shape, Pelu, set, Pelu, spam, Pelu, Adama. The nature Allah has created is that it is in it. You can't cheat it.
Brothers, Bekurum.
My dear brothers, some of you now, you have your phone, you have wikis, you have all these, go and delete them. Get Quran. Get Al-Qunut. Get lectures. Get beneficial things. There.
Brothers.
We are a situation whereby you are addicted to music. It is evil. It facilitates illicit sexual intercourse we are talking about, which allows for anything. Please, are we together? Wala fekro buzina, inna wukana fa ishata, wafa
adabila.
Allah did not even say, do not fornicate. Do not move closer. These are some of ways of moving closer to fornication. By the time you listen to music, you are moving closer to fornication, you will fornicate, whether you like it or not. How will you not fornicate? Can you fornicate? Let us be careful. Then, God will be so. Islam has commanded us to be lowering our gaze. See some of us now. One of the satanic agents of this century is this our phones. It's satanic agent. Only that is like a knife with two edges. That only few Muslims use them positively. My dear brothers, if you want to know how Imaneka, a Muslim, is now, just get his phone, check his text message, check his gallery, check his file manager, check his Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Telegram to go. You know how pious a Muslim is. That's why you see some students, like I have a student, he passworded his phone. He used like up to 5 to 7 passwords. Sincerely, by the time the phone developed a fault, you could not even recollect some of the passwords again. They need to flash it. Why? Alternative text message, alternative Facebook app, alternative WhatsApp app. So they are one can be so and then. And I even told that student, don't you open this? I can't open it for you, sir. Wallahi, he said that I will not open it. I will never open it. Only this is my own phone, check it. Check my WhatsApp, check my Facebook, check my gallery, check my file manager, check my Bluetooth, check my flasher, check anything. My dear brother, don't be addicted to music. If you have music on your phone, go and delete it. You don't need music in your life. Even for people, they are so addicted that they can only comprehend when they listen to music. It is shaitan. You don't need to listen to music when you comprehend. Even that's even the stopper. If you see those with first class, you don't see them listening to me because they reach. No, I'm talking first class. They will go to a very calm, very cool, very quiet, very serene environment. So Al-Muhim, God do the basur, you lower your gaze. Do not look into everything. You know, by the time you start watching all these obnoxious films, all these blue, green, green, yellow films, you go to pornography site, you download a lot of all sorts of such rubbish. Obnoxious films, videos, they corrupt you. You know, human being by nature, whatever you see, you always want to practicalize them. By the time you want to practicalize fornication, you know where it will land you. Let us be careful. Let us be what?
Careful.
Another issue is the issue of what? Companionship. The issue of what?
Companionship.
Prophet Salam said, as Sufuba, he said, Ar-Rajulu ala dini khalili, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalili. Human beings will always be on the path of his bosom friends. Be careful of a person you choose as your close friend. You know, some people, they fornicate nowadays because of the company they keep. Because of what? Become me the chief. You see, sir, right? A friend, if you tell his friend, how many girlfriends do you have? I do have girlfriend. Ah! Say what lie, say what lie. Well, yeah, I do have girlfriend. Ah! I have seven. You know people, they teach one another how to approach ladies. If you want to approach a girl, this is how you introduce yourself, this is how you talk, this is how you dress, this is how you stand, this is how you do. My dear brother, always be, yeah, you are Levina, I'm on the Wabuno. Always be in the company of fruitful ones, pious ones. That will assist you. Is it possible for you, by the time you are in this kind of gathering, to be fornicating? That's why we're at your various places, your various schools, your various campuses. When we were in school, we stayed among Muslims. And that really affected us. All the years I spent in University of Ilorin, I can't recollect any Monday or Thursday I did not fast. I can't even recollect. Almost all my Mondays and Thursdays for 4 years fasting. That's why some of us, we later regretted certain things that you are able to do as students, and nowadays you are not able to do them again. Whether you like it or not, the truth are judged. Brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tomorrow is Monday. Do not forget that there is even some people now, they will tell you even it's even be there for you to announce that fasting is tomorrow now. Something to even ginger your brother, that just to remind them, for that kid, for in a dhikra, something they will announce publicly in the mosque, that tomorrow is Thursday, we are going to fast. And you see, brother, fasting, by the time we want to break our fast on Monday, you see people buying sobo, buy clear water, and they buy everything. Whereby you are spiritually inclined, you feel elated when it comes to spirituality. Please and please, always be in the company of the righteous. That will assist us. Likewise, can you see, inshallah, I will round up very soon. So I surround up because of the time. You also need to be careful of certain prohibited practices, like shaking hands with opposite sex, hugging opposite sex, kissing opposite sex, romancing, all this, there are proofs, there's no time. My dear brother, move away completely from all these forbidden acts. By the time you are addicted to all this, it will lead you to fornication. See, you are either shaking hands with double sex. Ah, Sister Funke, see this hand. Oh, very soft. You know, by the time you do that, you are not angels now. You feel something within you. There will be a time you will not be satisfied with shaking hands again. You know, that's a level. Another level. Another level. Romancing. Another level. Fornication. Before I wrap it up on Hajj dinner. Sincerely, I will not forget to mention one of the issues now is the issue of social media. Social media has contributed to zina. I know I've been using Facebook more than even 7 or 8 years now. Wallahi, I know some cases that have happened on Facebook where some brothers that will appear pious. Pious, that will appear pious. What does they appear pious? Through their posts, through the way they argue everywhere. And it has been confirmed that social media affected them. They involved in one illicit sexual act or the other. I know some have even intervened, that I even used my personal money to call. That I even admonished some brothers. Alpha, let me tell you. Wallahi, if someone wants to use Facebook for evils, there are a lot of people waiting for you there. You know, different people use internet.
No.
Let me tell you, there are some women on internet, they need husbands. There are some women on internet, they are married, they have husbands, but they are not happy with their marital life. You, they see you forcing certain things, which will show that you are rich and you are Islamic. If you can chat with them through inbox, they are ready to divorce the husband because of what? Because of you. Even if you want to be fornicating with them before they leave, a case, I intervene in a case, whereby what you later found out, a brother who appears to be pious. I even spoke with the brother on phone. Allah forgive me, I forgive the brother. The brother married a sister. It was later found out that even the brother has initiated khitiba with that sister while she was even with a husband. No divorce. Confirmed. That you, small for brothers, you know your own. You chat a lot with opposite sex. You chat with like 3, 4, 5, 10 girls. And what do you discuss? Love, sex, or irrelevant issues. Just to create friendship. Just to register your name. I do. The issue has gone to the level of chatting now. Especially with the level of WhatsApp, Telegram, all of you. You can send pictures, videos easily. Emo, video call, WhatsApp video call. With all this now, Skype, you can commit dinner easily. Whereby, I myself have seen a Muslim sister using hijab who sent a picture to opposite without hijab. You, if a woman should send that to you, do you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to block that sister. If you are pious, you block us from faith. But you be happy. You don't know Shaitan is writing the animal letter to you. He wants you to reply. Once you reply, Shaitan is happy. Once you do not reply, you block that sister. But what I'm saying, you are even the one that you requested for you. I normally say something. I said it even at Ibadan program yesterday. Before I came to Ilorin today. I have a sister, biological sister, my full sister. From same father, the same mother. She's now in Egypt. So like her, she's one of my friends of his. I opened Facebook for her. Her husband was in Egypt. She was in Ibadan. And you know, calling is somehow money consuming. I opened it for her to be chatting with her husband. Before she later followed him to Egypt. Both of them are still in the top deal now. At times, I will log in on our Facebook. You see so many tigers and lions who are there to destroy sisters. I, what's up? Can I know you? I want to know more about you. Can you send your picture to me? Can you send, even some people are like, can you send your account to me? So they will be depositing money there. You feel we are a low law. If they see you as someone who lost materialism, they use material something to attract you. But brothers, you need to be pious. Don't destroy those girls over there. Some of you are very corny, you are very smart, you play on their intelligence. Be careful. I know a case of a brother, though the brother has repented and is a good Muslim. I pray to Allah to forgive me and the brother and rectify his affair. The brother regretted what he did in the past because of spiritual problems he later developed. All this, your fornication, at times results in what? In spiritual problems. I've witnessed cases, even whereby I did look here for some people. Fornication can lead you. You don't know there are some games monitoring you. Once you do that, they will attack you. Please, social media, those who designed it, initially, it was not in favorable of Islam and Muslims. We were the ones that started using social media to propagate Islam. I know, today, I've answered so many questions on the internet. Even while I sat down at the back there the other day, I was even answering a question. People I've never met in my life. Probably I've downloaded my lecture through Dawa Nigeria. Probably they have read one of my books. Even a brother from outside Nigeria, even sent huge amount of money to me, to my account.
Allahu Akbar!
What's a lot like that? Are you the one that collected the money? Send the money to me to assist me. The money is even more than 50,000 naira, let me tell you. I know someone from Abuja here in Ibadan who downloaded one of my lectures. I just saw this glow top up on my meeting called Law. The person now called me here, I was the one that sent it through my bank account. I said, may I know you? I downloaded one of your lectures. And the lecture was very useful for me and my husband. And I did that lecture at one in office in Lagos. What increases law among the corps? The lecture is there in Dawa, Nigeria. So many people have downloaded the lecture. Sincerely, let me tell you the reality. I only made research and I delivered the lecture. May Allah forgive me. Even some of the things I mentioned in the lecture have not been done yet. I told you that all of you need to come and tell me again someday. Like going out for excursion with your wife. How many of us normally do it? You live, let us say you are living in Ilore. Listen, you live in Ilore environment. You go to University of Ibadan, you and your wife just to watch animals. And you come back to Ilore, it's okay. Sincerely, you go to you call Gusi. You go to, you know, your wife will feel happy. And now it's fine. I mentioned a lot of things. Highlighted by scholars, in which may Allah forgive me, I've not even done some of these things. You can use internet. We have used internet for a lot of things. We have generated huge amount of money from internet for some of our brothers who have problems, even for orphans, for widows, for so many Islamic causes. The people nowadays, internet is a means of getting girlfriend, of eye or self. Be careful. Now, if someone now fornicates, Hadu Zina, as mentioned by Allah in chapter 24, verse 2. Is very straightforward. Azani yatu wazani fadilidu kulla wahidin min umma mi'ata jahuda. It is 100 lashes of cane. And by the time they want to flog you, wala ta'khudhukum bi imarafatun, they should not even pity you.
Well, see my dad, they should not pity you.
And while he shared Azaba Umatoifa, some Muslims should witness, they should be party to your punishment, just to serve as deterrent for others who may wish to do the same evil you are perpetrating. I will land off. I'm already landing off. Not only that, if you persist in fornicating, there's another hadith that you can even be sent on exile for a year, a grievous harm. But that is left to the discretion of the chief judge. He can rule that this should be flogged 100 lashes. At the same time, should be sent. Probably you are living in London, for example, now. They will send you to Kano. You get it? Just for you to be reformed. Maybe a particular environment you are is affected. This is another pious environment. Not only that, before someone can be flogged, there must be four witnesses. You can see Allah is even merciful. It is, my brother, let me tell you the reality. It's very difficult to see four people catching you fornicating, whereby they will see a male on a female, except Allah wants to expose you. It's very difficult. No! If that is now difficult, you still have access to Allah's repentance. Can't you repent over the zina you have committed? If you can repent, inna Allaha subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Astaghfirullah.